702.
Let's walk the talk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report on 702 and Cape Talk. Thank you for joining us. Sure, that lead story in Eyewitness News about the decouplets, decouplets, the 10 babies, and now the fact that it appears as though the mother has no signs of having given birth in the last 2 weeks. So the story just continues to unravel. And yet the Pretoria News doubling down, saying it is a great big cover-up by the government and by the health department and social development and everyone else. That story just feels like it's going to go on and on forever. So the acting health minister, Mamoloko Kubayin-Gubane, briefing the media on the country's response to the coronavirus pandemic, the latest developments related to the country's vaccine rollout too, that press conference happening this morning, early this morning today. And the big news out of that briefing is she says that the SANDF medical personnel will be helping with the COVID-19 response in Gauteng. We know there's a shortage of beds, and that means a shortage of nurses and staff as well. The province has recorded over 7,000 new COVID infections over the last 24 hours. So Kubayin-Gubane saying that the SANDF medical team would be stepping in from today.
Gauteng is becoming one of the areas that we are very, very concerned about. For the past few days, we've been working since Saturday with Gauteng to try and ensure that we can be able to bring down the numbers, but they have not gone down. If you look at the rate of infection currently, you would see that that actually shows that we have passed the numbers of the first and the second wave in Gauteng.
She's also been speaking about vaccines. 2 million COVID vaccine shots have been administered in the country so far. That those 300,000 doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccines also touching down in the country. Kevin Brunt, EWN reporter, was watching that briefing for us. He joins us now. Kevin, good afternoon to you. Take us through some of the other things that Minister Mamoloko Kubayin-Gubane said today.
A very good afternoon to you, Mandy. Well, the minister obviously addressed concerns from the public in general with regard to South Africa's sluggish rollout of our COVID-19 vaccine program, but also touched on COVID-19 management, in particular coming back to Gauteng, addressing issues with regard to a massive spike in cases being registered there. We've seen reports coming through from the NICD yesterday saying that 7,502 new cases have been recorded in Gauteng. And as you've also mentioned in your introduction, the minister spoke about the role that the SANDF's medical division will play to come and alleviate the pressure on the healthcare system in Gauteng and to conduct some of the testing and to assist with some of the COVID-19 management in that province, obviously being guided by the provincial Department of Health and where they've identified a need to be. But also assisting and attending the press briefing with the minister was Deputy Director General Dr. Anban Pillay, and he gave an overview with regard to COVID-19 vaccine supplies. There's been a lot of concern, you know, as you are aware, with regard to the rate at which vaccines are being rolled out in the country. So he gave a bit of projection in terms of what we can expect to come in particular with regard to the third quarter of this year, Mandy. Take a listen.
The manufacturers had indicated to us that in the first quarter, from January through to March and then from April through to June, supplies will be fairly limited. And you would have noted that over this period, we've had very low delivery of vaccine. However, from quarter three, which starts basically in July, the quantities of vaccine that are going to be coming through are fairly significant, both from Pfizer as well as Johnson & Johnson.
Kevin, we've also heard about the Johnson & Johnson doses that are for teachers. Those have also arrived in the country now.
And the department also addressed issues with regard to that, or gave us a bit more insight in terms of how exactly that rollout will work, Mandy, saying that they expect that very targeted vaccination rollout for that sector to last for about 10 days. 300,000 Johnson & Johnson vaccines have already arrived in the country that will kickstart that process. And the official saying that another consignment of J&J shots will be making its way to South Africa by next week. The department, Dr. Nicholas Crisp, he gave a bit of outline in terms of that.
So there will be sites at police stations. They are working together with pharmacies who have licenses and are designated points for the delivery of the vaccines. And there's a service provider working with the South African Police Services for vaccinating members. And there's a service provider working with the Department of Public Service and Administration and GEMS for the other workers. Finally, there's also a program that is rolling at the moment for the South African Defence Force and for correctional services. Each one of them has got a different set of needs. The Defence Force are clearly the uniformed members in terms of the Defence Act. And fortunately, the Defence Force has its own military health services, so they will be vaccinating their own members, whereas in the corrections, the inmates will be vaccinated through the public, through the correction services, but the staff will be vaccinated through the same program that is run by the Department of Public Service and Administration with GEMS.
Kevin Brandt, thank you so much for bringing us a wrap there of the Acting Health Minister's briefing today. So giving us an update there on the fact that the military is now coming in to assist in Gauteng. Also what's happening with vaccines. So we're going to get some reaction also to those teachers' vaccines. I must tell you, I'm getting plenty of messages from people complaining that vaccination sites, particularly in Gauteng, are empty. And over 60s are just not coming in. We know that they have opened up public vaccine sites in Gauteng for walk-ins. What is your experience of this if you've been to a vaccination site lately? And is it time for officials to open up for over 40s on the EBDS system? Gauteng has now opened for walk-ins, but still it seems like that message is not getting out. There's lots of vaccine hesitancy, particularly in Gauteng, and we need to get those vaccines rolled out. Send me a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702 or 072-567-1567.